The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. To find out more about this talk show or other talk shows broadcasting on KUCI, log on to our website at kuci.org or check out the latest program guide.
You're listening to Real People of Orange County, and I'm your host, Kimberly Martin. This show is a fun and informative look inside the lives of Orange County's best and brightest. These are people who serve their community in a meaningful capacity on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Well, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here at Real People OC. Each and every week on Thursdays from 4 to 5, I get to share stories and other people's stories and, I don't know, just general life. It's one of the things I enjoy doing, and I think a lot about the kind of guests I'd like to bring to you. I bring a wide variety of people, and some of the stories I like to share are near and dearer to my heart. And I have to say that lately, let me just say I had a summer love. I have a confession. I'm a married woman, but I fell in love this summer, and it was the first love that I had, the first of its kind. And I'm 45 years old. I didn't know there were too many firsts to be had, but I fell really hard for a puppy. It was the first dog I've ever owned. I've been a cat owner, a chicken owner, a pig owner, a sheep owner, all manner of pets, and probably the last pet I'll have is this sweet little puppy that we call Mulligan. And I don't know, Mulligan just kind of happened into our lives. We were enjoying a beautiful spring day in late April, and my son found we were at a little street fair in Floral Park. You all may remember when I covered the Floral Park home tour here on this show last year. Floral Park does a beautiful home tour and garden show there in that neighborhood. It's just a delightful way to spend a couple days. And Love Bug Pet Rescue, we may get to talk to them later on, had out a booth of all sorts of different pets that needed homes. And my son is kind of entering teenagehood. He's sweet one moment and kind of spicy the next. And I don't know, when I saw him melt, I decided that today was the day to have a puppy. And maybe some small way I could grasp a little bit more of his childhood and extend it out a bit if I could. And that's exactly what this dog Mulligan did for us. Mulligan was part of a little family, a mom and her babies, that were abandoned on the side of a road. And the Love Bug Rescues, Heather Peterson over there, gave all the dogs names that were related into the golf. So there was Mulligan, Fairway, Birdie, Bogey, and I don't know, maybe Putter? I'm not sure. But in any case, we've had an endless amount of joy from this little tiny pet that would have otherwise been put to sleep out there on the streets had there not been some wonderful services out there here in Orange County that absolutely deserve recognition for the work that they're doing. And so with that love that I've been able to share this summer, just falling in love with this little creature that, oh, he needs us just as much as we need him. And it's such a sweet surrender to a pet. If you haven't had that experience, trust me, you'll want to have it before put it on your bucket list. And so in the spirit of that, I have brought in Joe Fleischon today. And Joe is the president, chief financial officer, and chairman of the board of Animal Donation Advocates. And Joe's going to talk to us today a little bit about why he started this organization, an upcoming event that they're having that you can support if you have interest, and also some of the reasons why you might consider animal advocacy in society today. So before me are beautiful pictures of animals that are available for adoption, but also not just to find homes, but really to help with some of the issues surrounding stray pets, and also for families that have pets and are loving their pets, but need help with some of the financial burden that owning a pet offers, especially in times of financial crisis like we've experienced in our country of late. So I'd like to welcome you, Joe. Thank you for coming to Real People OC.
Thank you for having me.
Good. I'm glad you're here. And listen, tell me really quickly what made you decide to start Animal Donation Advocates.
I grew up with animal all my life on a kibbutz in Israel, and I always loved animal. And one day I walked into my veterinarian place, Dr. Kali, Northeastern Veterinarian Clinic, and a person was sitting there with his cat, and he was just laid off and couldn't afford the medical for his cat. So he was crying, and I went to ask him what's going on, and he said, well, the cat needs $325 worth of teeth work, and I'm not able to provide it because I don't have the means right now. I was laid off. And I said, okay, don't worry about it. We will take care of it. So I called Dr. Kali from Northeastern Veterinarian. I told him to take care of the cat. He took care of the cat. He billed us, and I raised the money to pay for the care of the pet. And Dr. Kali, in addition, gave me a 25% discount, which was very nice.
Where is Dr. Kali located?
And it's Northeastern Veterinarian on kind of forgot the street.
That's okay. You can look it up, and we can share it later. But Northeastern area. Well, you know, it's interesting to me. These relationships with the veterinary hospitals tend to be really critical for organizations such as Animal Donation Advocates. Tell me really quickly what exactly the organization is intending to do and what need you're wanting to serve right now.
Okay, our needs right now is because of the state of the economy, and many of the owners of pets are not able financially to take care of the pets. We raise the money to do exactly the same, to cover that factor. We raise the money. All of our money goes to help pets. We don't have any statistics, but we do it on a needs basis. I also paired with other nonprofit organizations like Concerned Animal Lovers, FOCHOP, it's Friends of Orange County Homeless Pets, Animal Advocate of the U.S., Save a Small Dog up in Fairland, California, and we help them when they rescue an animal with veterinarian cost. In addition, we support low-cost spay and neuter in California and in Mexico. Last year we did 6,700 animals. This year we already did 25,000 animals.
Oh, that's remarkable. So let's talk a little bit about the spay and neuter process. Why is that so critical?
Because the population control of the animal, there's so many animals suffering around the world, also in our own state, California, and we figure out that by having a population control, we will decrease the suffering of animals.
Okay. So, you know, it's so funny. After I've fallen in love with this pet, I did have this feeling like, gosh, I can't make any more of him, and I would love for him to have babies. You know, I wonder if that becomes an issue, or if people, you know, like you said, you really want to help keep away the suffering of unwanted animals.
So far, as of today, we don't find out by controlling the population of the animal that we will not have enough animal. There are still plenty animal around in California and around the world to reproduce. The sad part is a lot of them, for instance, in Mexico, when we find them, they're totally left for themselves with no homes, nobody to feed them. Most of the time when we find them, there are bones, and we take them in and bring them back to life.
So give me an example of a typical day for you at Animal Donation Advocate. How are you finding these animals?
The animals are found out by the rescue nonprofit organization. I basically try to raise the money to help them with the veterinarian bills.
Okay, so you have boots on the ground, so to speak,
yes,
that are out there finding animals that are stray, and you provide a place for them to bring them to?
Yes, we don't have a shelter. What we do is we have a foster care. We found out that animals, by being in a foster home, have a lot easier transition to go from one home to another rather than from the shelter to another home.
Well, that makes good sense. Well. Yes. I had a gal working for me whose boyfriend had some puppies, and she said, I need to bring these puppies somewhere. Do you want them? And I said, well, we just got one dog. We probably can't have, you know, three more, but, you know, let me know if you don't find a home for them, and I'll find a place, you know, that can take care of them. And she called up one day and she says, well, you need to take them now or my boyfriend's going to take them for a ride. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Take them for a ride. And I think she meant take them for a ride and dump them into a field and leave them to fend for themselves. I think a lot of people are in this situation. And rather than judging that situation, it's probably best that we offer another solution and more widely publicize what that solution could be. Can people call Donation Advocates, your group, and find a foster home?
Yes.
And how would that happen? Would they just be able to come and drop the pet off immediately?
No. What we do is immediately I make the telephone to various nonprofit organizations, and they will make the arrangement to pick up the animal and vaccinate. You know, we take him to a vet and we make sure all the vaccination and all the medical care of the dog are taken care of, and then they'll place him in a foster home, and they'll find him a home in a short period of time.
Okay. All right. So hold on to your puppy. We have a solution for you. You don't need to take your stray pet for a ride. Just to think that Mulligan and his mom was obviously well cared for, but somebody obviously had enough sense not to separate the babies from the mother, but couldn't care for the mother anymore. What kinds of circumstances are happening to people that get into this situation, and what kind of specific help can they look for from an organization such as yourself?
First of all, we also don't believe in separating the animals from the moms. The babies from the mom, the puppies from the mom. We believe that they should be to a certain age, be together just like human beings. We don't want to separate human beings from the parents. So we do the same thing for the animals, and we try to keep them together as long as possible, and then we will find them a home.
Okay, and do you find that the veterinarian is another good place to go for people to find a home? Do people often go to a local vet to see if there's any pets that need homes?
Yes, but most likely they will go to a shelter. They will go to a shelter or to a nonprofit organization. The veterinarian usually don't have pets. They usually to find homes. They usually take care of animals who already have homes. So the majority of the time they only take care of the animals that are in their care. Not, they don't go out on the street to look for them.
Okay. Okay. So the veterinarian clinic that is helping your organization is North Tustin Veterinary Clinic. Okay. And I like to see that they offer acupuncture, holistic care, and laser therapy for their pets. There's lots of unique ways to treat our own bodies today, and it looks like that's making its way into the pet world as well. What's the acupuncture being good for us, also good for the pets?
Yes, and they actually, to one of my German Shepherd, they did acupuncture when she was not able to stand on her feet. And for a long time, she was able to continue to function. And eventually, because of old age, we had to let her go. But they did a marvelous job.
And they're up there in Tustin on South Yorba.
Yeah.
And that's Dr. K.G. Kali, K-A-L-I. They have on their card, We Care. And certainly if they are providing the support to you that they're giving the organization, they have demonstrated that they actually do care, which is really very nice. Let's talk about the organization a little bit more. How long has it been in existence?
It's been in existence in 2008. However, I participated in many other nonprofit organizations before that. Once a year, we have a pet adoption at Orange County Fairground in Costa Mesa, and it's usually around May 19, May 20th. It runs for about 3 days.
Okay. And can you reflect back during that time on any particular accomplishments that you've had for the organization that you'd like to share with us?
Well, the recent one is Holly. Well, she needed the walking wheels because
Holly is a dog. I'm looking at a picture of Holly,
and she was totally paralyzed in on her back legs. And we found her wheels, and if you look at her today, when we found her, she was totally bones. And somebody did make makeshift supporting wheels for her legs. But if you look at her today and you see the wheel that she has today, she's a total different dog.
Now, she is a beautiful-looking dog with a big black patch over her eye. Kind of reminds me of the Little Rascals. What kind of a dog would you say Holly is?
I think she's a little boxer, maybe pit mix. I'm not sure exactly what.
And is she looking for a home, or does she have?
No,
a home?
She already have a home, and she also have a website.
Holly has a website. Can we tell people about Holly's website?
I don't know exact website. I just heard that she has her own website.
Well, we can direct people to your website for sure if they want to find out about Holly. That organization that we're talking to today is Animal Donation Advocate, Inc., and the website is donate2saveapet.org. Donate2saveapet.org, okay? And that's donate2saveapet. I like it. Donate2saveapet. Well, so that that brings me to the next question. How does your organization raise money, and how do people participate in helping you if they want to?
We raise money by most of the time on my when I do the income tax, people who need the tax write-off, they usually donate money, and they know where the money goes. Most of them are concerned that the money will actually go to do what it's supposed to be, and I make sure that they understand that whatever they donate will go to help the pet and not to other means or other places.
Or administration costs or, get lost.
Administration costs is about 10%. The rest of the 90% goes to the animals.
Fair enough. So do you have events? I know you have an upcoming event in October we'd like to talk about. That's a rather big and exciting event.
Yeah. On October 5th, between 1 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon at the Hilton in Irvine, we're going to have a casino for canine event. And in the event, we will also have kids from Bolivia who are going to be performing with their native dancing. We're also going to have a dancing group from BHP Extreme Dance. Those are kids from, I would say, from about 10 years old to about 12 years old who learn how to dance. I'm very, very impressed with the studio and what they're promoting. They're promoting excellent and goodwill with the kids. So I asked them to come and perform, and they agreed to come and perform.
Very exciting. Can anybody attend this event?
Yes, anybody can attend the event. We're also going to have a raffle, Jeep Cherokee from 2014. The cost is $20 per ticket. We have to say opportunity drawing, and the winner will be responsible, however, for paying the taxes associated with winning the vehicle. The vehicle value is about between $20,000 to $25,000.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I'm looking at that here. It's a 2014 Jeep
Cherokee.
Jeep Cherokee Sport, yes. Four-wheel drive. And that is courtesy of Glenn E. Thomas Dodge. Are they here in Orange County?
Yeah, well, they're in Long Beach.
Long Beach. Donating the Grand Cherokee. That's pretty amazing. Anybody can participate in this, right?
Yes.
Do you need to be a member of your organization to attend your event?
No, anybody is welcome. And also, if you buy a ticket on internet or on online, you don't have to attend the event to receive the vehicle.
Oh, that's good. So if anybody wants to be a part of this opportunity drawing, yes, they could call in. And actually, it looks to me like the best way for people to register for the event would be to go to that donate2saveapet.org, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, that's the best one. All right. And this is an afternoon to benefit Animal Donation Advocate. And that ticket for the Jeep, each opportunity ticket is only $20, right?
Yes.
Okay, pretty exceptional, probably odds there, right? Animal Donation Advocates helps animals and their people, which I love, by assisting low-income community members with the cost of their pets' veterinary care by partnering with other animal advocacy organizations to provide veterinary care for rescued, lost, abused, and unwanted animals by providing funding for low-cost spay and neutering programs. Do you also help with the vaccinations to keep
yes.
the dogs healthy as well?
Yes, yes.
That is such a big part of it. You know, you just don't want anything to happen to your pet once you've put all your love and attention into them. And that those vaccinations are pretty important to keep timely, aren't they?
We also promote giving them the chip. So if the dog or the cat get lost, we can locate them.
That's actually new technology, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
How long has that been around? Do you know?
At least 5 years that I know.
Okay. All right, good. Well, the casino night looks like it's going to be a loads of fun. That's over again at the Hotel Irvine on Sunday, October 5th, 2014. That's this year. Coming right up. So is there and other ways for people to volunteer with your organization?
Yes.
Can you give some ideas about how people might get involved?
They need to contact my office. And we will find them. We'll find a place for them to volunteer.
Okay, good. Either through foster care of a pet or some other means. I bet you have a lot of people helping to put together the event as well. You are going to have a live auction, a silent auction. It's going to be charity casino tables, opportunity drawing, and all sorts of great entertainment. It sounds like. Well, I commend you on your efforts for this organization. It looks to me like you've made a significant amount of progress. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the organization?
No, just whoever owns an animal to take good care of them because they help you as much as you help them.
Oh, so well said. I couldn't agree more. I've had such an absolute pleasure with the dog that we have. I'm just so thrilled to be a pet owner. Another thing that might motivate people to come to the auction, the live auction and the silent auction, can you entice them with some of the prizes and offerings that you'll be having?
We will have a piano. We will have some guitars. And there's so many items I can't think of them right now.
Oh, very good. Lots of good stuff for people to take part in. So the best way for people to find out about the event would be to go to donatetosaveapet.org. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do they need to buy? Oh, tickets are $50 a person.
Awesome.
That sounds pretty reasonable considering all that's being offered. And then people can go and get their tickets online, or should they plan to get them there the night of?
They can get them online, and we prefer that they get them online so we can also print. When they get there, it will be easier for us to print their name, label names, and so people will know who they are.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm very excited for you and for your event, and I'm so grateful you took the time today to be with us.
Thank you so much. It was great.
Okay, good. Thank you.